Welcome to the Kemi Necfepil podcast, the Shift series. I am Kemi Necfepil, an executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. As a coach, it is my pleasure and my role to support my clients to build a bridge from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with storytelling and real-life situations to support you to navigate the ups, the downs, and the in-between times. The idea for this series was to make each episode short and to the point. I want you, the listener, to have more action time and less listening time. What you will not get from me is a formula to follow. There will be no top tips. I will not be giving you advice. What I do is create a space for you to dig into your own internal resources so you can focus on the areas of your life that you want to shift. Please note that as a credentialed ICF coach, I work under a strict confidentiality code. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. Let's shift. Today's shift is for connection. How do we connect with others in meaningful ways? We all desire connection from each other. Not all connection is created equal, and there are many different ways to connect. There is a wonderful man named Campbell who is the traffic warden at the end of our street. And every time I see him, I feel like I'm seeing my favourite uncle. Our conversations have never been more than 3 to 5 minutes long, but I always feel connected to him. Then there are what I call my inner circle, the people who hold me, who enrich me, who know me and love me regardless. And guess what? Those connections can be the hardest. I do believe I may have said to my husband once, "Why can't you be more like Campbell?" Before I share today's situation, I invite you to think of an area in your life where you are not taking action. You may know what to do, but for some reason you are not doing it, or you may not be clear on what the next action is. As you listen to today's episode, keep your situation in mind. Even if this topic seems not to apply right now, it may reveal something you need to move forwards. I have 8 siblings, including 2 stepbrothers. I'm the oldest and the wisest. I think they would all agree. We did not all grow up together, so our connection has been sporadic. Some of us were born and raised in England, and some of us were born and raised in Nigeria, and then there are variations in between. We have always found the best ways that we can to stay connected to each other, though it is not easy, especially as we are now spread over 3 continents and 3 time zones. When I was back in the UK a few years ago, my siblings asked me to get onto a new app called WhatsApp. They thought it would be a good way for us to stay connected, and they also thought it was incredibly cool. I was an immediate no. I wanted to have real communication and connection with them through maybe letter writing or phone calls. Yes, I do think I heard group laughter at this sentence. They told me how easy this app was, but I was not interested. I am not what you would call an early adopter when it comes to technology. So I returned back home to Australia and missed my siblings dearly. I waited for the letters to arrive. None did. I waited for the phone calls to arrive. And some came, but usually at 3 a.m. when I was sleeping. I would try to call them, but usually when they were working. This was not working. I had to ask myself a question. What was more important to me, being connected to my siblings or the way that I was connected to my siblings? Being connected was so much more important, so I installed WhatsApp. At first, I found it overwhelming to receive so much communication from everyone, but it also felt so good to be connected to them. Connecting with others is a two-way energy exchange. Sometimes we bemoan the other person or other people because they do not connect with us the way that we would like, and we put them in the wrong. We may also unconsciously disconnect from them because of this. Asking a question such as, what is more important, the connection or how we connect, is a profound way to let go of what is not important to focus on what is. And now it is over to you. In every coaching session I guide, there is always a section where the client commits to action. Action that is relevant to their situation, their personality, their emotional, physical, and material resources. Who do you want to be more connected to? What is really getting in the way? Think of a situation where you are feeling disconnected from someone. What one action will you take today that will cause you to shift forwards? And in this case, to shift forwards towards them. Not one action that you are hoping to do, that you're going to try to do, or might do if you have the time. What one action will you take today? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Brené Brown, staying vulnerable is a risk we have to take if we want to experience connection. The Shift series is here to support you, one shift and one action at a time. If today's episode has given you the chance to see your situation differently, given you a chance to reflect, or the opportunity to take action, please give a 5-star review. It helps me know I'm delivering content that makes a difference to you, and it allows this content to reach more people. To learn more about my work and to subscribe to my weekly words, you can find me over at kemineckthepill.com. That's KEMINEKVAPIL.com. Here's to the ups, the downs, and the in-between times.